Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her UnitedHealthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and UnitedHealthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen
and Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.
It's really, really cool to have watched this thing grow and progress over time, where the Guardians have come back from 15 and a half games down. And this would be special. Like, this is where I understand we can all, oh, Detroit's collapsing. Let's not focus on the thing we don't control. The Guardians have taken themselves from, at one point, I want to say it was 7.5 games out of the wild card spot.
Yeah.
And they've come all the way back to controlling a wild card spot going into tonight. So winning tonight isn't simply about gaining that ground on the division, of which you will be in first place with the division with a win tonight. It's also crucial just to stay ahead of the wild card fray.
Yeah, and this is the funnest part of the year. If you're a true, honest-to-goodness baseball fan, this really is like the best 7 days of the season right now, because every night from now until the end of the regular season, fingernails are going to be in demand, right? Sweaty palms time. Have your beverages ready to go. Maybe some Maalox, a little Pepto, because every pitch matters. Like, it's almost, you're playing playoff baseball right now.
Yeah,
you're not in the tournament yet, but you are playing playoff baseball starting tonight. You can control your own destiny. As you said, they already have control of a wild card spot right now. If the playoffs started today, it would be the Tigers and the Guardians. But you can leapfrog, instead of being on the road for that series, you can leapfrog the Tigers tonight and host that series, have home field advantage for that series. So, but this really is like the nerve-wracking time of the year. They've come this far. They've worked so hard. They've spent so much energy just to get to this point. Do they have enough left in the tank down the stretch to finish it off? And if they do, I think it's one of the most historic comebacks in baseball history. For me, it's right up there with the amazing Mets. Like, this would be historic, going from 15 and a half back to ripping the division from the Tigers. Remember, earlier in the year, everyone's crowning the Tigers World Series champs. Are they going to win the, you know, right? I mean, they were just ready to say that they were going to the World Series and they were the team to beat in the American League. Well, that's,
well, not just
so
this, but this is why, like, a baseball purist, of which I used to be one and realized what a grumpy bunch that actually tends to be. Baseball purists complain all the time about the additional playoff spot,
yeah,
in both leagues, which again brings us to carries the six playoff spots per damn league, which is still by far the least amount of playoff teams in all of pro sports. Well, this is the value of that extra wild card spot. Like, there are three outcomes here for the Guardians and the Tigers with six games to go. You can win the Central, you can win a wild card spot, or your ass can be out on the front lawn watching everybody else play baseball. Like, that to me, and again, this isn't true for everybody in baseball, but with a parity in baseball, that can be you on any given year. And this is why, like, in the NFL, you've got teams that are tanking, not playing their best players, not trying to win at the end of the season. You also have teams trying to set things up for the playoffs, not trying to win every game. With the way baseball works, especially this year, and the parity from, you know, maybe the best team to maybe the 15th best team, the parity in between those 15 teams means you really can't just phone it in the rest of this week, no matter who you are.
Yep.
And that doesn't happen in the NBA. It doesn't happen in the NFL. It really only happens consistently in Major League Baseball and a little bit in the NHL just because of the culture of the NHL.
And tonight's the mountain to climb.
Yeah.
Scooble's on the bump for the Tigers. You've beaten him. You can beat him. You've shown the ability to do it. So it's not like that it's this insurmountable task. Still tough. Not going to be easy. But if you can get him tonight, you really set yourself up for a lot of fun over the next couple of days. But
now, this has been a very bold show recently. I had two guarantees on Friday's show, both of which came true with a Browns win on Sunday.
I already made my guarantee, though.
No. But I think my point is we're very bold on this show. Some shows pull their punches, right? Some shows get a little antsy in the pantsy, or maybe they bounce back and forth. They flip-flop. Not this show. All right, unless it's by design or it's a bit. And then we flip-flop, but it's not a bit. Unless it's a bit, it's not a thing. But can I get you to say this is a must-win for the Guardians?
No.
You already flip-flopped. You already flip-flopped from a pre-show meeting where I asked you straight up.
You're right.
I
did say before the show, I feel like the Guardians have to sweep this series.
Okay.
Which makes tonight a must-win.
So are you flip-flopping again?
Listen, I might run for office someday. I got to get my reps in here.
But no, again, unless this is a bit, at which point you have to say this is a bit. It's like Jamar Chase being like, I'm just a troll.
I do like how appalled you are right now, so I am going to say it's a bit just to get you all worked up.
No, you've now changed your answer three times
in 30
within
seconds.
1 hour's time.
Yes.
That makes everybody else on this look like they're standing at the gates of hell and backing everybody down compared to your flip-flopping in 1 hour.
They got to win this series. They got to sweep this series.
All right, now we're talking about tonight. Is it a must-win tonight?
Well, clearly, if I say they have to sweep the series, by default, tonight's a must-win. Because last time I checked, you cannot sweep a series without a win tonight.
I'll tell you, it is a must-win, but not for the Guardians. Isn't that a great line? Isn't that like a really smooth line? Because that's why I was pissed. I was like, he's not going to give me the... It's a must-win for Detroit. If you can't win with Scooble on the bump,
right,
on the road, you will get swept. And so that the only kind of, I don't say concern, but the only thing that I know going to this game is, you always talk about who needs it more. Detroit knows if you lose this game, your ass is grass.
Right.
You might get one more win here, but then you got to go play Boston. Those two teams are going to feast on each other, and you'll be the team most likely in this whole thing to be on the outside looking in. And anytime you add that little extra sense of urgency, and their ace is going and they're the favorite,
yeah,
it means one of two things is going to happen. You're either going to light that ass up, and you will. You'll either get like four unexpected runs off Scooble, or he is going to be as good as we've seen him this year.
And he's
going
to throw a two-hit shutout against you. Right? I mean...
If that happens, I get to say that was a guarantee and jam you up for the rest of time. But go ahead.
That weakest guarantee ever. The good news for the Guardians right now is they win 2 of 3, they're in first place. Tied, but they got the tiebreaker. So that's the good news. And then obviously they have to do the work this weekend against the Texas Rangers. But the reason I say they need to sweep the series is so that they give themselves a margin for error.
Mm-hmm.
That they really, really send Detroit to that Boston series with their backs firmly against the wall.
Yeah, but here's the thing.
I feel like, look, I think the Tigers' backs are against the wall as it is right now, mm-hmm, because Guardians are 9-1 in the last 10. Tigers are 1-9. Their lead has completely disappeared in the division. At this point, they see the train coming down the tracks, and that white light has gotten really bright in the rearview mirror right now. But I think a sweep basically buries the Tigers.
The value of the sweep. This is where, again, I think they need the win slightly more because you're also at home and you got two games after this and Scooble can't pitch three games in a row. And more often than not, your starting pitching with the way they're going is going to trump anybody else's. Might even be able to trump Scooble like it did last week with Tanner Bibee going toe-to-toe with him.
Right.
But I will say, getting the sweep of the Tigers puts you in a spot where you have such a margin for error against Texas that it does just take some of that pressure off and allow you to maybe do some of the stuff that Detroit can't. If you and it puts them in a position where they have to pitch Scooble on Sunday, which means his chances early in a series against you. Ain't throwing game one.
Yep.
So that's another advantage here. Like, whether it's this game or this series, there's so much that goes into it on top of you just waxed their ass last week. Yep. In Detroit. 216-474-0092. Usually when people use must-win terminology in sports, I roll my eyes because it is so overused. I think this is the kind of game that you ask yourselves that with six games to go and Scooble on the bump. It's at home. A win pulls you into the lead in the AL Central. Is tonight a must win for your Cleveland Guardians? And Nick Wilson says, at Right or Wrong FAN on social media. Social media reactions on X, powered by Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. We got quick hits coming up at 2:40. We got Curtis Danberg, Guardians VP of Communication and Community Impact, at 3:20. We've got Jim Costa. He's a good man, but he is from Detroit, so he's an enemy today. We'll talk Tigers. It's also Lions week here. We'll get to some Lions talk as well. Albert Breer at 5:20. We'll talk about how close the Browns have really gotten to benching Joe Flacco. Lance Reisland, Cleveland.com, coming up at 6 o'clock, as he does every single Tuesday right here on Afternoon Drive. Is this game tonight a must-win for the Guardians? I think it's just shy of that if you're the Guardians. It's not just shy of that if you're the Tigers. And speaking of pitching, this is where the Guardians have what seems to be an infinite edge going forward. That's in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
Hey, Nick, it's Jonathan. Just wanted to wish you a happy 40th birthday. Obviously, it stinks I can't be there in person, but, you know, we're having celebrations over here as well. Just wanted to wish you a happy birthday on your big day. I was thinking about what an accomplishment it is. Actually, I Googled it to find out precisely what type of accomplishment it is. 97% of people make it to age 40. So, like, congrats. But, like, we need to get those numbers to a spot where I'm like, whoa, Nick, only 3% of Americans make it to that age? But we got a lot of confidence you'll get there. Enjoy the day, and I'll talk to you a little bit later on today. I'm sure we'll be texting. All right, buddy.
That was a very nice message from Jonathan Peterlin. What's that now? Aw, is that a cake? Or cupcakes? Look at that. Oh, Daryl's got a lighter. This could go bad. The fire alarms. Make sure the fire alarms don't go off again. Oh, look at that. I thought this said, I read that wrong. I thought it said 60th. Daryl just handed me a card that says, happy 40th birthday, Nick. Thank you. And I thought it said 60th. I was like, okay, that's offensive.
Yeah, we'll have people periodically that wanted to wish you happy birthday throughout the show. So.
That was very nice. Thank you very much.
It's nice to see your eyesight is still strong at 40.
Yeah, oh, no, that's one of the first things that have, and by the way, it didn't go until I came back. All right, in Charlotte, up until birthday 36, 37, we were fine. And there's somewhere in the last 3 years, I can't see anything at night. That's fun, because I have a Maine Coon cat who walks in between my legs when I'm trying to go to the bathroom middle of the night. No, aging's fun. Aging is fun, but thank you very much.
All right, so we had a little issue. Management strongly discouraged me from getting you anything with 40 lit birthday candles on it.
Why? Does that sound
it
like
it had something to do with the fire alarm constantly going off? So I had to settle for a 4 and a 0 for you. And I'm going to need you to blow those out before, you know, we set the building on fire.
All right. Let me make sure I take a picture of this first, because it's very generous of you guys to do this. This is the first time anybody's actually done this for me on my birthday. So now I really feel very special. All right, ready? All right. Somebody talking to the microphone. Mac, go ahead and talk. Ready?
Yeah, I got you. Right. Nick blowing out the candles.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
United Healthcare nurse Crystal checked in on a patient.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell in her voice that she was struggling.
Crystal knew she needed help.
And I knew that this is very serious. This is like septic. This is life-threatening.
And she knew just what to do.
And I called the hospital and said, she's coming in, here are her labs.
And got her the help she needed.
I see my role at United Healthcare as a life-saving role.
Hear more stories like Crystal's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
friends, it's Ken Carmen.
And Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.
Over there.
What a play-by-play
yeah,
job.
You're welcome. You're welcome. That's what I'm here for. Nick's blowing out the candles. Go ahead and check out afternoon. Go ahead and check out afternoon 923 FAN for the video that Daryl got. So
here we go.
We'll have that posted later. You're welcome.
Nick blew out the candles. That's when he got.
That's what I'm here for, buddy.
97% of people make it to 40 now. I felt so accomplished. So when JP hit me with that number, I was like, I couldn't have sworn it was like over like 93%.
I just like how he wanted you to feel special, but also at the same time put you in the place and be like,
that's exactly what JP's role here is. He makes me feel special, but also he checks me when I need it.
I can't do math, but I know it feels longer than however long it's been.
Well, thank you. It's great to be 40. Well, I don't feel 40 at all.
The other problem I had was when I picked up the cupcakes is apparently...
Those are big-ass cupcakes, by the way.
Yeah, I went all out for these cupcakes, but we have picky eaters on this show. So
which one?
Not you.
I was gonna say that's not you. Not a damn picky eater in this chair.
I may or may not have consulted members of your immediate family to make sure that I got the appropriate cupcakes for you.
Did they just say any sugar will do?
Pretty much. I sent Ness like options, and she just basically wrote back all of the above.
Yes. Yeah, pretty much. Yeah, unless it was carrot cake. I might have thrown that at you.
But at the same time, I wanted to involve everybody.
Yeah.
We got Mac. You got the whole crew here. Uh-huh. There is, it's half chocolate, half vanilla cupcakes.
Those are delicious. Everybody's going to see these. At Nick Wilson says, at Right or Wrong FAN, 92.3 The Fan. It's very nice. Thank you, buddy.
Happy birthday. That is my birthday gift to you.
That's a very good surprise.
Was doing anything and everything I can to help with the diabetes.
Yeah, that's exactly. Yeah, make sure I don't make it to 50. Well, it was 83%.
Expedite the process.
83% make it to 50. Not you, Nick.
It was those 40th birthday candles.
Securing you in that 17%.
I was pre-diabetic until I hit 9 of these 12. Oh, wait, sorry, math is hard. 9 of these 12 cupcakes, and that's when it all went downhill. No, thank you very much. I appreciate this very much. Yeah. Set the bar high for Peter next year.
You are pacing the... I'm trying to like get all this stuff set up, by the way, and Nick is pacing the hall.
It's called getting my steps. That's the funniest part about this. I actually have been trying to be good by getting my steps in, and Daryl's like, here's some diabetes.
I'm like,
I graciously accept the diabetes.
And of course, Jeff, our market manager, comes in and is like, so did you get Nick a cake? And I'm like, will you shut up?
So the other funny thing about that, was Keith in on it just then?
Yeah.
Okay, because he had asked you to go up there, and I was like, that's a weird thing to ask Daryl to go up there. But then I was just like, I don't know, they're weird. That's just where my brain.
Dude, so I was sweating the last hour, like trying to put this surprise off so that you didn't know it was coming. So.
I did. I will tell you, I had no idea this was coming.
All right. Good. All right.
Well, thank you.
You're very welcome. Happy birthday, my brother.
Thank you very much. Yeah. It feels good to be 40. It really does. Like I told everybody, and I will continue telling you, I felt I am the most immature 39-year-old you knew. I'm now the most immature 40-year-old you knew, and nothing's really changed.
Well, I always like to say I'm 47. I look like I'm 27. I act like I'm 17, but I feel like I'm 67.
That's interesting because I feel like I'm 27 and I look like I'm 67. So this is perfect. It's perfect that we have the inverse problem of each other.
I do like that you got all fixed up for your birthday, though.
Well,
you shaved and
that's
everything.
True. That's the damnedest thing is I almost trimmed my beard today. And I was like, let's not. Maybe tomorrow. Let's keep that aspirational. And then now we're here. Well, thank you. Now, I do want to, as we were talking Guardians here, and we talked about is tonight a must win for the Guardians, we had a few people say on Twitter, at Nick Wilson says, at Right or Wrong FAN, no, that for them, and I actually agree. I think this is more of a must win for Detroit, where if you can't win with Scooble on the bump, knowing that if you seed this game, you seed the division, at least momentarily, I don't know how you come back from that if you're Detroit.
Right.
But I think a kind of an extension of that is just how far the Guardians rotation can carry them. And I've watched these dudes all year. I think what we're seeing, it is an absolute hot streak. You, like, in the last 18 games, they've surrendered 25 runs. 26 runs. I remember the stat. The next closest is 65 runs.
First your eyesight went. Now it's your memory.
Well, that's, in fairness, that's never been there.
You are halfway home, my friend.
But what's funny about that is I do think the rotation can maybe regress a little bit. But I think this is what the Guardians have been trying to build through all year. Even if they slightly regress, I think they're still going to be really good because I think the rotation is the strength of this team.
Well, I feel like that the strength of this team is their pitching. And, you know, the offense, let's be honest about it, of the playoff contenders right now, it's without question the worst, right? It's not even a...
Which somehow still feels like an understatement.
Yes, exactly.
That's clearly the worst. I don't think you're being hard enough on this lineup.
I mean, it's been really bad. And at times they've won in spite of their offense.
Yeah. I would say almost exclusively they've won in spite of their offense. Yeah.
But the pitching is carrying them. And I kind of feel like that the Guardians pitching is akin to the Browns in the defense versus offense, right? The Browns offense is terrible, just like the Guardians offense is terrible. Thank God the Guardians have great pitching. Thank God the Browns have great defense.
Thank God the Cavs can score. That too. It's the one thing they can do. Don't ask them to defend again in the playoffs, but they can score.
Hey, they got the defensive player of the year, reigning defensive player of the year.
You got one guy. You got, two guys with Jarrett sometimes. But go ahead. No, I mean, I think that is a fair part of this. Well, what I think is so interesting about the Guardians is, if we consider this to be three spinning plates as you're trying to keep going, the offense has spun maybe 12% of the season where it needs to be. The rotation, I would probably go about 40% of the time. And then the bullpen has been about maybe at 40% of the time as well. So for Stephen Vogt to have those three plates and none of them have spun for more than half the season, that's just, like, I continue to come back to what they're doing and how they're doing it. And it's why,
it defies logic.
Yeah, it's not supposed to go this way. And that is such a testament to the organization, but it's such a testament to Stephen Vogt, and it is a testament. Listen, it's a testament to those dudes in that clubhouse. They should have been cooked 17 games ago. And culture in sports.
They should have been cooked in May. Let's be honest about it. May and early June.
I was going to say June is when it went, you know, what's up. By early June, I want to say June 1, I think they were still like 5 games above 500.
But they were struggling to score 3 runs a game.
Yeah.
Like, if they could get 3 on the board, it was cause for celebration. So it really should have gone belly up then. It didn't. I think I read last rights for this Guardian season about 7 times on my Sunday show.
Now, was that an official thing, like when you did the Happy New League year? No?
Well, so I was doing reverse psychology because every time I buried the Guardians, they'd get hot.
Uh-huh. Is that why you flip-flop 3 times on whether tonight's a must-win game?
Pretty much.
Try to keep them on their toes?
Reverse psychology here, right? So my last show...
Uh-huh.
I was like, yeah, they're cooked, they're finished. I know I had earlier said they were making the playoffs, but it just doesn't look like it's happening. And ever since the end of the show, hot as can be. And they're now going to win the division. So you're welcome, Guardians. You're welcome, Cleveland. I did this for you. My bad takes, my lack of belief, or let me put it this way. My fake lack of belief in you has paid off.
Yeah. So Jonathan's the truth broker of Cleveland sports. I guess that makes you the Cleveland sports psychologist, reverse psychologist,
the reverse shrink.
I wouldn't go that. As a man, you never want the word shrink in your title there. Yeah. Psychologist is better. Yeah. There's no potential other ways to spin this.
I'll take it.
So I think it can carry you at least to the playoffs. I don't know after that.
I'm worried I gave him the kiss of death because I guaranteed on the morning show Monday morning that they were going to win the division.
All right. I no longer think you're the reverse psychologist. I think you might just be tying your own mind into pretzels. I think I know now why maybe you flip-flop on your take about whether it's a must-win or not, because you've got too many stakes and too many fires, right?
Right.
You're like, the Guardians are going to win, I guarantee it, but not today, but maybe tomorrow, but definitely Thursday. What day is it?
I just have to remember which show I'm on.
Don't make me jam you up like that, because I will start keeping track of things. I will. I am just bored enough in general that I will absolutely start keeping track of your takes. All right. By the way, we're not
telling Ness that you're bored.
I didn't mean it like that. I'm quite satiated at home. Thank you. But I meant, that's not going to sound much better if I say professionally. 216-474-0092.
Who jammed who up?
I believe I jammed myself up, which takes me back to 16-year-old Nick Wilson. How far can the rotation carry the Guardians' quick hits in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan?
From the latest news and rumors around the sports world, to the sound bites you need to hear, hurry. It's Quick Hits.
All right, Peyton Manning took time during the Manning cast last night to talk rule changes he'd make in the NFL, five of them to be exact.
Rule number one, intercepted Hail Mary shouldn't count against quarterbacks at the end of the half. Number two, false start, offside, equity within the 10-yard line. Number three, targets should not be an official statistic. Targets are one of the biggest reasons wide receivers get angry with quarterbacks. They should be outlawed. Number four, batted balls should be illegal. They should be banned. Nobody comes to a football game hoping to see someone bat down a pass. Last one, number five, cash payments on the field for late hits.
Oh. All right, the last one I honestly hadn't heard. This is why you don't leave it up to a quarterback to make the game of football better. INT Hail Marys don't count. That is ripped from the NBA, and it's the dumbest thing in the world. What was it? Targeting should not be a stat. Only really benefits quarterbacks. Batted balls are illegal. So it's like a handball situation again, only benefits the quarterback. The cash payment on the field, that's the one thing that runs counter to anything. Do any of those five things strike you as good rule changes for the NFL?
I kind of like the cash payment part because, when Myles Garrett hits the quarterback late, he can just go, whip out the old phone there and hit the payment
plan. The Venmo?
The Venmo. Be like, money well spent.
Yeah. Why did you? That was like Sylvester Stallone in Rambo.
What?
Like the money well spent. Oh, that sounded well like an spent. 80s action star phrase.
I wasn't going for 80s action star, but money well
spent.
For
some reason, I was like, I think we got to make an apology to Greg Williams if we do this, if we're starting to get cash transactions for on the field plays. Why is everybody giving me that look? This is like the reverse of Bounty Gate. I don't hate it.
Cavaliers Media Day is Monday. Well, this morning we heard from Kobe Altman and Kenny Atkinson out in Independence. The narrative, the top concern when you talk about the Cavaliers has been and continues to be their toughness, especially come playoff time, right? Well, I don't know that Atkinson necessarily agrees with that particular narrative about his basketball team.
I think we're tough enough, personally. I think we're competitive enough. You know, it's all the stuff that Kobe's talking about. We're just, it's so multifaceted where we have to get better. But I like our toughness. I like our makeup. I like our identity. I love our leadership. You know, we kind of have what we need to compete for this championship from a character makeup.
Yeah, I mean, the look on your face, I think, says it all, Nick. I mean, but that has been the narrative with this basketball team the last couple of years. We'd hear the same thing, whether it's exit interviews or it's they got to get tougher for the playoffs. They got to be tougher. They got to be tougher. And
it's
here
tough.
We are.
It's tough because they have said it themselves.
Right.
What changed over the summer that they magically got tougher?
They brought Larry Nance Jr. in, I guess.
They did sign Thomas Bryant today, maybe. Yeah. I mean, he's good for one wackadoo foul a game, which I love, by the way. I love wackadoo foul.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from UnitedHealthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
If it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at UnitedHealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.
friends, it's Ken Carmen
and Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.
Fouls, don't get me wrong. Okay. All right. We'll see.
We'll find out next
April. You're tough enough when everybody's playing at 80% in the regular season. I think the tough thing to gauge is how physically, like, dude, by the way, Donovan is physically tough in the way he plays. Like, he's very physical for a guard. Darius is not. And Darius can fold under physicality.
We'll Evan find out. You had a good summer in the gym, apparently.
Wow, it must have been a great summer in the gym.
Evan Mobley, good summer in the gym, from what we hear.
That's all I've wanted. Omaha! Colorado head coach Deion Sanders went on the New Heights podcast. We were going to get to this yesterday. We pushed it to the day, and he answered a question on the report that Shador turned down the Ravens on draft night.
They made a big deal out of Philly called us on draft day.
Okay.
They didn't mention that. I just let a cat out of the bag. Who was it? Baltimore and the Browns. They forget. I know I played for Baltimore, so me and Ozzie are cool. So he understood that whole conversation, and he wanted to talk to Shador as well as he wanted to talk to me. And I put Shador on the phone, and Shador, I don't want to say how it went, but how in the world can somebody fault him for saying or thinking, why in the world would I go back up Lamar for 10 more years? I've never sat on the bench and said, well, I learned a lot today.
Does this impact how you think about the initial Shador report?
Well, other than it was true.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it was true. Fine. The fact that Deion apparently talked to Philadelphia as well as Cleveland, which I think we all kind of is. Deion's hands were all over this whole process.
Yeah.
And I think that's what people have to understand. For all the grief that Shador has taken about the fall and that, the biggest, for me, the biggest problem with the whole fall and him landing in the fifth round is the people around him didn't properly prepare him for this process, and therefore he did not present himself properly for the process, which made teams gun shy. That's why he ended up a fifth round pick.
Yeah, so, I do think it's interesting, though, that Shador was actually doing the speaking with Ozzie, because if should be, you know, I know Deion said there, well, I'm not going to tell you how it went. We know how it went because they didn't draft Shador.
Right.
So Ozzie didn't hear the, no, I'd love to come back up Lamar. I just think when it comes down to Shador, like, guys, if we say where are you more likely to play this year, in Baltimore, Philadelphia, or Cleveland?
It's Cleveland.
He did err on the right side. The math maybe he didn't do enough on is, are you going to be put in a position to succeed?
Or are you going to be prepared enough to succeed? Are you going to have enough of the intangible experience that is required for the job? Because right now, as we talk, I know everyone wants to see Shador, but the Browns do not right now as we're having this discussion. They don't want to put him on the field.
The one benefit of the doubt that I would give that is I don't trust the Browns and their assessment on when a guy is or isn't ready to play. Please see DTR like 7 times. Omaha!
Speaking of the Ravens, Derrick Henry has a reputation for hanging on to the football, but that is starting to get tainted, struggling, holding on to the rock. In 2023 and 2024 combined, he had 3 fumbles and 652 touches. This year, 3-43. Another big-time fumble-ia in last night's Ravens loss to the Lions. Henry a little despondent after the game.
Lost in words, man. Crazy right now. You know, 3 games straight. That happened to my career. Great fumbles in critical moments. And just gonna keep working and try to implement those situations and be more cautious.
Yeah. It's so weird because this is such a non-starter for him normally that, like, it was definitely different to see him that despondent after the game.
Right.
And by the way, he should be. Because those 2 fumbles did lead to games, did lead to losses, whereas the fumble against the Browns was pretty inconsequential because of how that game went.
I mean, you saw it after the fumble. They cut to him on the bench and him slamming the helmet and just.
And then he fell over like a turtle.
Well, not only that, he fumbled the slam of the helmet.
Yeah.
That was so. Fumble number 2, And then fumble number three is when he tried to hit the bench. Yeah. And he blew
kinda
that
just
too.
Fell. That's kind of, by the way, that's how fat guys felt, not how great running backs fall.
It was a tough 30 seconds for him.
It's so funny because a lot of running backs today that don't fumble a lot still do some careless things. I don't think the running back has ever been more careless with the football, but it's usually like I have a 10-yard head start on somebody and I'm just kind of palming the ball because I'm showing off or I'm confident that I'm going to beat him down the field. Henry stuff really is wild that has happened at this point in his career, yeah, considering how much success he's had previously. Omaha! After 30 years in Stillwater, over 30 years, in fact, in 20 years as head coach, Oklahoma State fired head football coach Mike Gundy today. A good move from Oklahoma State?
Sure. I mean, I'm sure there are a lot of TV networks that would love to have Mike Gundy, that's for sure, because he's such a big personality, soundbite machine.
Big mullet.
And let's be honest about it, that's a big deal in our business now. Coaches, former players, they're, you know, want these guys. I mean, Drew Brees, said a few things today on his debut. Like, that's what they want. So, I think it's good for Mike Gundy because he didn't have to worry about being a coach and he can just go sit in a studio somewhere.
I think what's wild about this is this year looks like it could be the downfall of two coaches who have fought the transfer portal the hardest. We talk all the time about Dabo Swinney still to this day refusing to dabble in those waters. Well, it's not a coincidence where the Clemson football program is. You're just developing guys for everywhere else to go ahead and take away from you. Who's kind of coach number two? It's Mike Gundy.
Yeah.
It's a guy that says he hates it, that doesn't use it the same way his other comrades do. I will say, I'm a man, I'm 40, which now that I am 40, we should just play nonstop on this station. One of the most iconic rants in history, but I don't know that there's a greater grift going than what Mike Gundy's done at Oklahoma State.
Yeah.
With the level they've won at, which is good, not great, other than Kirk Ferentz at Iowa, which has been good, not great.
That's why I don't read the newspaper, because it's garbage. And the editor that let it come out is garbage. Come after me. I'm a man. I'm 40. Write something about me.
That's all I got to say.
You guys are going to hear this weekend when we're prepping for Olivia's birthday party, which means Vanessa's going to be in high stress mode and she might take it on the kids a little bit. And then I'll be like, no, you come after me. I'm a man. I'm 40. And then she'll be like, yeah, no, I'm going to yell at you next. Yeah, don't worry about that. No,
actually, you probably should just put that clip on your phone and play it from
that's
the
fair.
Phone.
And they'll be like, no, I didn't say that. He said
correct.
That. It was the phone that said that. Fairness, the Browns, and Dylan Gabriel in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her UnitedHealthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and UnitedHealthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen
and Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.